Welcome to the Farmer's Calendar essay for January 2007. This month's essay is read by the author Castle Freeman, Jr.
Picture a black and brutal night of winter at its most merciless. It's 10 below. A sharp wind is blowing right down from the Arctic, a gale so strong that you can hear in it the roaring of polar bears. The 4 feet of snow that have lain on the ground since New Year's have been whipped and whirled by the wind and fill the air, scouring and blinding. This is a night to freeze your tears and cause gridlock on the roads that go south. On such a night, when no sane person is abroad, a light is seen moving between the house and the barn. A lantern struggles weakly along through the most miserable hours of this interminable night. It's lambing time. Invariably, as any shepherd will tell you, ewes give birth in the most atrocious conditions available. Not at 11 on a bright and sunny winter's morning will they choose to embark upon motherhood, but in the middle of the biggest blizzard, the deepest freeze. A friend of mine, who has stood, or rather knelt, as midwife to many, many ewes, speculates that they begin labor when they do, for reasons Darwinian. It's a matter of survival. Lambs are born in circumstances so horrible that even the foxes, wolves, and other predators are home in bed. Maybe it's true, but you can't help wondering. If Darwin justifies the sheep, who justifies the shepherd?
Thank you, Castle. That was wonderful. This essay appears in the 2007 Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm Janice Stillman, the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.